We are more than halfway through January 2022 already. And just like every year, this new year too, millions of people would have set their new year resolutions. However, you would agree that keeping resolutions is much harder than making them. In fact, research shows that most people are likely to give up on resolutions by January 19th, and close to 80% abandon their new year resolutions by the second week of February. So, why does this happen? Why do we dream? What is happiness? Why do we behave differently around some people? Is fashion cyclical? Sounds random? Because it is. But look a little deeper. You can trace everything back to specific behavioral patterns. This is exactly what we at Be Nut Show discuss about. Join me for an exploration into subtleties of behavioral patterns. If you are someone who thrives on curiosity and are comfortable in thinking differently, this podcast is for you. Hope you enjoy listening. First episode of season 2 of Be Nudge, podcast from Maya. I'm your host Ritika, and today we will talk about resolutions, specifically the new resolution to become fit. According to research, around 2/3 of people abandon their new resolution within a month, and a large portion of those resolutions are health related. They're something like exercising or following a diet. I've had a long list of failed, abandoned New Year resolutions, or resolutions for that matter. And I'm fairly certain that you would have to experience abandoned resolutions sometime or the other. So let's try and understand why this happens. The answer is very simple. It is our habits. We are formed by our habits, and it is very difficult to shake them off or form new ones. So when we non-exercisers decide to set a resolution to exercise every day, it becomes difficult to follow because the resolution of exercise forces us to be out of our comfort zone and makes us fit in additional tasks into gradually something or the other seemingly more important will come up, and you would slip on exercise for one day and then for 2 days and then completely abandon it. So how do we fix this? Now, when we set a resolution, it goes something like, I want to get fit, or I want to exercise regularly. The problem with these statements is that these statements are too broad and vague. Our actions are defined by the narratives we tell ourselves. The way we frame stories in our head plays a huge role in how we behave. So for example, I have to lose 10 kgs seems difficult because, for one, you do not know how your body is going to respond to exercise or diet. Second, there can be instances where you won't be able to exercise for 1 hour or be strict with your diet. It is almost inevitable that one day or the other, you may have to skip your exercise because of factors beyond your control or because something else requires more attention at that specific time. Missing a day does not mean that you abandon your resolutions, but often that leads us into what the hell effect, the biggest threat to willpower. What this effect does is that, first, it makes us regret indulging into something like skipping exercise for 1 day or eating a slice of cake. And then, it makes you fall into a cycle of indulgence and regret. Which means, your mind will start to rationalize your behavior and will tell you that now you have already deviated from your goal once. So why not go ahead with another day of not exercising or have another slice of cake? Eventually, it will lead you to skip your goals altogether. So how do you stick to New Year resolutions, or resolutions for that matter, when your own mind is playing such tricks on you? Going back to my point about narratives we tell ourselves, our brain is not trained to understand big goals. It instead understands small, achievable tasks which it can comprehend and visualize. So now, Instead, let's change the narrative from I'm going to exercise regularly to I'm going to do some movement for at least 15 minutes, 4 days a week. How does this change the narrative? It adds specificity. It can be measured. And most importantly, it does not aim to accomplish something radically different, but it tries to do something small and tangible, like walking to the grocery store instead of going by a car. This is simple and attainable and allows your mind to comprehend it. A goal like this gives you the ability to modify your activity as per the situation at hand without you skipping your goals. And it does not force you to do something regularly or else abandon it. Once you get into a habit of doing something small, it will become natural and intuitive. But until then, break bigger goals into smaller systems which are easier to achieve and easier for your mind to comprehend. To summarize, acknowledge that you are going to create a change in habits and that won't be easy. There are high chances you will skip your goals on a few days, but then there is no reason why you can't go back to accomplishing them again. Lastly, set small goals that are attainable and are easy to visualize. As it said, a journey of 1,000 miles must begin with the first step. Hope this episode helps you take the first step and prevents you from falling prey to the cycle of regret. This is your host, Ritika. Thank you for joining in. Please let me know how you like the podcast. You can find me on LinkedIn or reach out to us at The Maya Company on Instagram and LinkedIn. See you in the next episode. Until then, choose to follow your curiosity with courage every day.